With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. President Trump says he's reviewing not one, but four candidates as a possible successor to Fed Chairman Jerome Powell. Here's Greg Clugston.
The president said he has narrowed the field of potential Fed chair candidates to four, and that Treasury Secretary Scott Bessent is not on the list. He told CNBC that Bessent has taken himself out of contention. Jerome Powell, whose Fed term ends next May, has been brutally ridiculed by Donald Trump for not lowering interest rates. The president nominated Powell for the Fed job during his first administration in 2017. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Speaking with reporters Tuesday, President Trump says Democratic lawmakers have fled Texas instead of voting on redistricting, and Uncle Sam may have to help get them back.
I think they've abandoned the state. Nobody's seen anything like it, even though they've done it twice before. And in a certain way, it almost looks like they've abandoned the state. It looks very bad. Yeah, go ahead, please.
Should the FBI get involved? Should the FBI get involved?
Well, they may have to. They may have to. No, I know they want them back. Not only the attorney general, the governor wants them back. If you look, I mean, the governor of Texas is demanding they come back. So a lot of people are demanding they come back. You can't just sit it out.
A new federal rule would make it easier for companies to use drones over long distances out of sight of the operator without having to go through the very long waiver process. United States has suspended live cattle imports from Mexico due to concerns about the, quote, New World screwworm. It's a flesh-eating parasite found in southern Mexico. This suspension has already severely impacted ranchers in Sonora who are already struggling with a severe drought. This is SRN News. Americans talk about trust.
A new Gallup poll finds that the institutions people have the most faith in are small business and the military. But trust in churches and religious institutions is rising a bit. The Gallup survey reports that more than two-thirds of the general public believes that organized religion is a trustworthy institution. Republicans are a lot more likely to trust the church, 64% versus 21% for Democrats. Independent voters stand at 30%. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
On Capitol Hill, the Senate confirming Andrea Lucas to another term as commissioner of the EEOC. Move indicates Republican support for her efforts to root out diversity, equity, and inclusion programs, ending the federal government's promotion of transgenderism and protect religious freedom within the workplace. The vote was 52-45. This is SRN News. For any naysayers or those who just don't believe that AI is a part of our future, think again. One company's bottom line confirming the growing influence and acceptance of artificial intelligence throughout today's world. We have more on the story now from correspondent Rich Thomason in Washington.
AI software company Palantir Technologies posted a $1.17 billion annual loss in 2020 when it went public. Now that red ink is simply an unpleasant memory. The company's shares appear headed toward another record after it booked its first $1 billion in quarterly sales and raised its outlook for the year. Its stock rose above $170 before the opening bell Tuesday, which would be tops for the company that has already notched record highs four times this year. Rich Thomason, Washington.
More details at srnnews.com.